Good evening. We're learning Hilchos Tzitzis, Siman Yud Beis, at the end, Sif Beis, and Gimel will finish up the Siman here. We're talking about the halachas if the string breaks on the Tzitzis, and what's considered to be kasher, what's considered to be puzzle. One of the conditions is that I have to have, from at least one string, a kadei aniva, enough to wrap around all the strings that are broken. And the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber, is now going to teach us that it doesn't matter the thickness of the string. We just go with the average string. Let's see, the Mechaber, Hecha de Tzarech Kedei Aniva, this halacha that we need to be able to wrap it around, Mitoich Shachutim Ovin, Ein Yochel Anvam, but they're thick strings and he can't get it around. It's just because the strings he's wrapping it around are thick. But really, I have a shear of Kedei Aniva if they would be more thinner strings. The Ilu Ayudakim Haya Behem Kedei Aniva, if they would have been thinner strings that I could be able to wrap it around, kasher, then it's kasher. So what is the shear? Mesharim Bechutin Beinainim. We measure it with average strings. So if they're thick strings, we don't have to be concerned it doesn't wrap around, because we just have to wrap around what would go around by average Beinani strings. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Beis, Sifkan Yud Beis, kasher is kasher. Da arukin hein kadei aniva, because the strings are really long enough, kadei aniva, rak mipanei oivi eina yachol la'anev. It's just because of the thickness of strings he's wrapping around, and that's not ma'akev, and that's considered kadei aniva. Let's go further. Now, we've been discussing the whole time kadei aniva, we've been assuming that what happened was you have the gadil, the tied part of the strings, and then you have the loose parts, the tzitzit, what we call the anaf. We've been assuming that the kadei aniva that we need is in the anaf, is in the loose strings, and now the Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us it's actually a machlokus, that Rashi holds that we look at the loose string, and the Ri said that we look at the gadil, at the woven part, at the tied part. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch, that it's a machlokus, and that Lamaise, the minig is to be machmer like Rashi, and if a person's stuck, then they could be samech on the re. And we'll see what that means. So let's see, the Mechaber Gimel, Kadei Aniva, has to be able to wrap around the Rashi, according to Rashi, mean ha'anav. We're talking about the anav, that's the loose strings. Well, the re, if you nechtach kol ha'anav, even if all the strings, the tzitzis, are cut off, le'nisher Kadei Aniva ela mina gadil. And you only have a Kadei Aniva left in the gadil, in the part that's tied up, kasher, it's also kasher. So then the machlokas, where we look at this kadei aniva. It's kadei aniva in the loose strings, it's kadei aniva in the tied strings. Omenega oilam, and the minig is, a kadei aniva is, it's enough to wrap around the strings of the tzitzit.
Okay.
It's I heard from the Rav that it's no more than 2 inches. There's a berlacha that says no more than 2 inches. Yeah, that's for sure kadei aniva. Kasher. 2 inches is kasher. Without a question. Less than aniva will be
possible.
It could be. 2 inches is for sure kasher. Yeah. So now we're talking about the machlokas, if it's from the gadil down or if it's from the anaf down. So that's Rashi. The minig is like Rashi. Yeah.
But the center one, the eight.
What do you mean? The one that you wrap around is longer. That's correct. It could definitely be even with all of them. It doesn't. Yeah, any one of the strings. Yeah, any one of the strings. If it's less than 2 inches, is a problem. Karashi. So we pass in like Rashi. The minig oil is like Rashi to be machmir. And if there's no other choice, he can rely on the re. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah here has a question, which is that this is the second machlokas we had in the Siman. The first time we had a machlokas was a machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch brought two opinions. What the shear, what strings have to be whole, and how many strings have to be whole, and how many strings can be broken. That we had the first opinion held that I need to have four all four strings have to have at least a kadei aniva. If one string is less than kadei aniva, it's possible. But all four of them could be broken. Just I have to have that each all four strings are kadei aniva, which we said Allah Almighty meant that if he's medactic, if he's careful with his strings, they could be completely broken on this side and kadei aniva on this side, and it's still kosher. Right? That's according to the first opinion. The second opinion said that no, you have to have at least two strings that are completely whole. So completely whole means these have to be completely whole, and then on the other side you need completely whole. And then the other two strings, you could have kadei aniva, or even all the way, if you're medaktik, you can have even all the way down, because you have kadei aniva from the other side. Okay? That was one machlokas. And there, the language that the Shulchan Aruch used was, toiv lochush l'sfaras benatam. It's a good thing to be machmer to the shita of the benatam. Like that second side we said. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch again was toiv lochush l'sfaras benatam. Here, when the Shulchan Aruch presents his machlokas of Rashi in the Ri about where it's broken, if it's broken by the strings, or if it's broken by the gadol, so there the Shulchan Aruch says that the minig is like Rashi, and if there's no other choice, you can rely on the Ri. So the question is, what exactly is the difference between these two languages of toiv lochush, it's good to be machmir like the Vinatam, and if you have no other choice, then you can rely on the Ri. What's the difference between these two lashonos? The Mishnah is going to explain very nicely. It says the Mishnah Berurah says, "Cut in Yud Gimel, Yesh Lis Mechala Ri Umut Lo Boish HaBeged." You're allowed to wear the beged. You can rely on them. So you're allowed to wear the beged. And before also we said that you could rely on the first opinion and you could wear the beged. So what's the difference? Le'el B'Sif Aleph D'Kasav B'Sif Aleph, when he said Heichi De'Efshar, where it's possible Toiv Lachush L'Sfaras Abenatam. You should be concerned about the Sfaras Abinatam. Perushai. There the Heiki the Efshar means Heika the Efshar Limse Bakal Titsus Achem. If you can get other titsus, so then you should get them. Babal in Tarak Lakhdar Acharehem, but you don't need to go get titsus. In Ain Mizumanam Lafanav, if they're not immediately available. Oichis Basal Ideza Nitsila Batsibur, or if it means missing davening. So in other words, it's certainly a good thing to do, and it's the right thing to do, but if it's inconvenient, we'll say like that, if it's inconvenient, so then you don't have to worry about it for now. It means that if you're going to have to go chase after them, you don't have to get them. If you're going to miss davening, you don't have to get them. So there, it's a really l'chatchila, you should be concerned about the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, but, you know, if it's an inconvenience, then you don't have to worry about the Rabbeinu Tam because you have the first opinion. That's we paskin like me'ikr din. You can make a brach on the tzitzis, and they're kashat tzitzis. Just really, if you would have a little more extra time, it would be easy, then you should get l'chatchila, b'yotze al d'shitas, b'yotze Rabbeinu Tam also. That's how we explained the mechaber before. However, over here, when we say that when you're in a bind, you can rely on the Ri, it means you're really in a bind, there's no other choice, there's no other tzitzis you can get whatsoever, forget about convenience. You got to go out of your way to get kasher tzitzis, but if there's no other option, so then this is better than nothing. Don't make a bruch on it, don't wear it on Shabbos, it's a question of a hoitza. It's much more strict over here. V'hacha, Kasav, here he says, v'hecha deloy esher, if it's not possible to get kasher tzitzis like the Rashi, you can rely on the Ri. Haino b'makom shein nimsayim tzitzis klal. That means that there are no tzitzis whatsoever, available whatsoever. Then yesh lismech al Ri. Then you could rely on the Ri. Omni kol makom liyavare klal, don't make a brach on it. V'gam hazal it says by the Shabbos Rishus HaRabim, you can't wear it on Shabbos in the Rishus HaRabim. So we're much more, so this is treating it like a suffix tzitzis. Yeah, that's clear? So it comes out, the first machlok is about the broken strings, is l'chadchila, we're machmer like the Rabbeinu Tam, but we really hold that they're kasher tzitzis, like the first opinion, you can make a brach on it, and you can wear it, if it's not inconvenient, you should have tzitzis that are kosher for everybody. The second machlok is the Rashi and the Ri, we really hold like Rashi, unless you're really in a bind, but it's a suffix, and therefore don't make a brach on it, don't wear it on Shabbos, and it's only if you have absolutely no other choice. And then, in such a situation, you can be makshir in a shas adachak, gam benifsa katav me'agidil mamash, even if it's broken from the gedil itself, mamash. Okay, period. The da. The kol za eino inyan l'nifsa kachud bim karmenekev. We mentioned this before, and he's reiterating it. It's a very important point. that this whole machlokas Rashi in the Ri is only in the strings or in the main part of the gedil, but where it's attached to the beged, everybody agrees that it's puzzle, and there's no opinion whatsoever that holds it kosher. So that's, you can't rely on that whatsoever. Deshar mafil the Ri puzzle mina. I tell you, it's totally puzzle. The pashit, and it's pashit. The shenifsala matzitzis start with pashtik. We'll see in the next simon about taking off the tzitzis, that in the situation where a person's not, the tzitzis aren't kosher, he has to take it off. So Mr. Burr is saying over here that since the string is broken where it's connected to the baguette, then it's puzzle, and he has to take it off, because otherwise he's being over on the chiyuv, the raisa, of putting on tzitzis. He's wearing a four-cornered garment that doesn't have tzitzis, and he's being over every second that he's not taking it off. He's being mevatel mitzvah asei b'yadayim. Interesting. It seems there was a mistake that people thought that if he's not walking Dalad Amos, it's not a problem of wearing puzzle tzitzis. And he says that's a mistake. There is such an inyan that he shouldn't walk four Amos without tzitzis. That means he's not wearing any four-cornered garment. And there's an inyan that he shouldn't go anywhere without having tzitzis on. So that is a ma'ilu, don't go for amas. It's really not an avera. It's just you get a mitzvah of putting on tzitzis, do the mitzvah as soon as you can. Don't even wait dalad amas. Here we're talking about every second he's got to beg it on that has four corners, and that tzitzis is an avera. So forget about four amas. Even if you don't move, it's an avera to have this beg it on. Gam le'isakana tzitzis boi to tell us alav. Another halakha is that he's not allowed to leave the garment on until it's fixed. In other words, he should take it off, fix it, and then put it back on. Now, we don't say that kol zaman he's busy tying on the tzitzis, he's doing the mitzvah asay, and he's not called being the vatel mitzvah asay. No, he should be take off the beged first and then fix it. Ela poistoy l'masakna. He should take it off, and then he could fix it. Okay, so wonderful. We finished the simon. Now we're going to learn the halachas of tzitzis on Shabbos, and what happens if he has puzzle tzitzis on Shabbos, and the halachas of haitzah, taking from one reshus, one domain to another domain. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Huh? What's the beggy? Right, but it has four corners. You're right, it is a beggy. The beggy with four corners has the obligation of putting on tzitzis. No, he's right. He's right. If I have a garment that has four corners and one of the corners got torn off, so now all the three tits that are puzzle are a masa. They're not necessary for the beged, but they're important, so they're not batel. And it's called carrying on Shabbos. We'll see. We'll see the details. You're right. You're on the right track. 100%. Yeah. That's correct. It's also correct. Yeah, we'll see that. That's in the later siman. Allah is wearing tzitzis tonight. That's Hashem. Arba tzitzis ne'akvin ze'ezet. All four corners are necessary to be mekayim the mitzvah. That means that even if you have three corners of kasher tzitzis, but if one corner has non-kasher tzitzis, then it's pasul, and the other three corners also pasul. Shkol zaman she'in ba kol ha'arba eina metuyetzis kalchasa. So long as it doesn't have all four corners done properly, then it's not called a beged that has tzitzis. V'hayoytei balish is a rabbin b'shabbos, chayev chata. And if a person wears this garment into the Rishus Rabbim on Shabbos Kodesh, it's Chayav Chatas, he's a Mechal Shabbos, because this garment, the tzitzis are chashav, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, and they're not batel to the beged, and since it's not done properly, it's not being yet to the mitzvah, so then it's not kasher. It's not kasher, and the beged is pasul, and he's carrying tzitzis on Shabbos, and then he's Chayav. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Zeh ma'akev shekulam mitzvah achatein. They're all one mitzvah. Im nechza loy afilu tzitzis achat. And even if one corner of the garment is missing tzitzis, hevi kulay hitol baklal. It's kilu, there's no tzitzis at all. Obitol legamri ha'aseh tzitzis. And he completely is mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis. So therefore, whatever tzitzis are hanging over there are not batel the beged, but they're possible. So he is chayav. The reshus of rabbim. What about a karmelit? The karmelit is the reshus derabbanan. So now we're having a question of an iser derabbanan. Are we also going to say that it's usher to go out with the sitzes? A karmelit usher midrabbanan. So yeah, that's right. Just like he's not allowed to carry in a karmelit midrabbanan, he's not allowed to wear the sitzes in the karmelit midrabbanan. Same idea. V'hu adin chol shar psulim. Now the mechaber is talking about that one of the sitzes is possible. But it's true that any case where it's possible that he's not yaitz to the mitzvah of tzitzis, even if the tzitzis is kosher, but there's some other chesaron, let's say a niknafoit, or a chesaron in the beged, so it's also going to be possible. And once it's possible, so then the tzitzis aren't bottled to the beged because they're chashiv, and Mimeli is carrying it. Keep going. Shehaya beged sasim ruboy. A beged that's closed on the side is not a four-cornered beged. So if it's not a four-cornered beged, and he's got tzitzis on it, and they're not necessary to be there, so they're not batel, and therefore he's carrying them. So that would be a problem of hoitza. Or another example, shayu ha-tzitzis ha-siyin shalabim kaimah. If you put the tzitzis in the wrong place, for example, we learned that the tzitzis have to be within three etzbois, three thumb breadths of the corner, the edge of the garment. Yeah, so from the edge of the garment, it has to be one, two, three, within this square of the garment. So if it's too far away from the corner, so that'll also be possible. But the strings are not bustled because they're chashuv. So then it's carrying, and he'll be a mechal shabbos. Oi, another example, lamata mikasher agudel. If he put it too close to the corner, also is possible, and also the tzitzis are not being yotz to the mitzvah. It's not part of the beged. It's not annoying for the beged then, and it's carrying. Because they're chashuv, and also he'll be chayav for Shabbos. V'chol kai gavne, or any other situation like that where we have a case that it's possibly because of the beged or the tzitzis, whatever it may be. Oy shahaya arba kanafoy katan mishir kasa besimen tazayin ayin shan. Or let's say the four corners were too small, that means the shear of the beged is too small, so also it's a problem of hoitza. The whole Elu and all those situations, Agav, he says, interestingly, from the Minchas Yitzchak, that a child is wearing a very small beged for chinuch, which is not a kosher beged, is not considered to be hoitza, because since it's a tzarech for the child's chinuch to be wearing a beged, so then that's called that the tzitzis are necessary for the beged, they're annoying for the beged, and then it's bustle for the beged, so then it's not hoitza. But for an adult to be wearing a beged that's too small and it's not kosher, so then the tzitzis are not bustled to the beged, and it'll be a problem of care. Chol elu also a tzeis ben, with all these examples, it's usher to go out to the reshus rabbim, or filu the karmelis, into the karmelis, midu abanin, and that's the halacha. Good. Uveged shepesua chetzi betzimtim, if it's exactly half and half, which the Shulchan Aruch said before in Siman Yud, that since it's a safek, he has a chiv to wear tzitzis. He doesn't make a bracha on it, and he shouldn't wear it on Shabbos. It's a Shulchan Aruch. And the Mishnah Berurah over there said, in regards to karmelis, it's a machlokas achrayim, if it's usher to wear this safek beged in a reshus derabbanan. The Magen Avraham is machmir, and he says that it's a safek derabbanan, and lechachila, you can't be meikel. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the other folks can say, like the Oilas Tamid, who says that listen, Safek Derabanan Lakula, and you can wear the tzitzit. The shaila is if you can be over on a Safek Derabanan Lechatchila, and that's Machlokas over there. Al Kapanim, for the Mishnah Berurah, we have over here a case of a Safek, and a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is certainly Aser, and in a case of a Karmelis, is a Machlokas. Let's go further. The Shulchan Aruch said, if he'll wear this garment with the puzzled tzitzit on Shabbat into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he's a Machal Shabbos, he's Chayav Chatzah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Devi Matzoi, Machmas HaTzitzis HaNeisarim. That the other tzitzis are, the extra tzitzis, which are useful, just they're not being yotze the mitzvah, so they're not bustled to the beged, are making a Matzoi. And he's carrying them, he's Chayav for Hoitzah and Shabbos. Zainim B'Telem Legabe Beged, they're not bustled to the beged, why not? Because they're important. Since he's going to use them, they're important and they're batel. Vafilu. Yeah, there's another svar. I told you that he's going to use them for something else. It could be there's another svar that just the very fact that they're chashav alone makes it that they're not batal. They have a chashivas and they're not batal. Vafilu im oisam atzitzes gam kein psulamim. Even if those tzitzes themselves are also puzzle, mikol makam kol shenimsa behem eze chutim ksherim. If there are other chutim that are ksherim, daito yaleim chashiviv libetim. So then he plans on using them. That seems to be as far as he's applying over here. And they're chashav, and they're not bapal. In other words, it has to be kasher strings in order to be chashav. That's what he's saying. It has to be kasher strings in order to be chashav, and then they're not bapal to the beggar. If there'd be no strings, we're going to see in a second, if there'd be no strings that are kasher whatsoever, so then they have no chashivas, and then they would be buttled to the beggar. It's the remaining three sides that are kasher, or even if some of them are puzzle, but you have strings of the sutras that are kasher that you could use again, or just either because you're going to use them, or just because they're chashiv, because they're useful string. So then they're not going to be buttled to the beggar. Imloy, unless the nivziku kol chutei arba tzitzis, unless all four corners were broken, v'lanisha b'hem kadeyaniva, and there's no kadeyaniva, so they're mamish pasul, completely, da'az b'telem heim la'begat. Then they're batal to the begat. In other words, we need a chashivus. The chashivus is that they're kasher tzitzis. So either because they'll use them again, or just because kasher tzitzis have a chashivus. Since they have a chashivus, then they're not batal to the begat. But if they're completely possible, all four corners, and there's not a single string over here that's kasher, so it doesn't have a chashiva, then email it. It's just part of the beged, and it's possible. So then it won't be haitza. Okay, and in that case, where all four are possible, so then he doesn't. They're possible to the beged. Okay, im neida loy davar zeh b'shabbes kishuvelik b'shus rabim. If he would know that he has these puzzle strings when he's in the b'shus rabim in tzarek liv shoy talisa, then he wouldn't have to take off his talis. We'll see soon. That if they do have a chashivus, then just like we say he's not allowed to go out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, if he finds out when he's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so then he has to take it off right on the spot, because it's a problem of hoitzah. Asking if it'll be hoitzah when he drops it. I guess if we're assuming he's a stationary, or it'll have a din of any situation where he realizes that he's carrying something in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, what he should do with it. If he's still moving, he should continue moving. If he's stopped, he should not go anywhere. Let's see now, Siv Beis. Imi mituyashis kelchatza, if the beged has tzitzis properly, mutter l'tzeis b'alir shisarabim, then you're allowed to go into shisarabim, because we say the tzitzis are annoy for the beged, they bustle for the beged. Bein tal is katan, bein tal is gadol, whether it's tal is katan or gadol, afilu bizman hazeh, shein lan tzchit. Even today, that we don't have tchelis, because we'll see the Mishnah Berurah that the tchelis and the leaven one is not ma'akev the other, we're used to the mitzvah midaraisa, so it's kasher, and therefore it's part of the beged, the noy for the beged, and it's not called carry. Says the Haggah, it shouldn't be on his shoulders, which he doesn't mean the way we wear our talis, that's perfectly fine to wear in the Shuf Rabin. What he means is that it shouldn't be on his shoulders like a scarf. That's certainly that's considered tiltal on Shabbos, and it would be chayav for carrying. Beautiful explanation. That's not the derek of wearing it. That's correct. And there's many details to that halacha, but that case that I told you is certainly true. Mukmin and mutalis achaz kase. We can assume that the talis is kasher shum matuyis kel chasei, that the tzitzis are done properly. It means he doesn't have to check the tzitzis before he goes out. He does not have to check his tzitzis before he goes out into the Rishus Rabbim. He could assume they're kosher. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah because he checked them in the morning before he put them on. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Much of a tzitz. He can go out a field of Lila. You're asking a good question. What might he say if a person has his tie? Which is not carrying, but then he throws it over his shoulder, which is not the derech levisha, as that would be considering tiltal. I don't know offhand. It's a very good svara that it could be a problem, but I don't want to answer because I don't know offhand. Yeah, it's a good question. Afilu b'layla d'lav z'man tzitzisu. Even at nighttime, that you're not being mekayim a mitzvah tzitzis, So if you're not being mekayem a mitzvah tzitzis, so then we would think maybe he's carrying. You don't need these strings on this baggad now. So and they're chashiv, so they're not batul and they're carrying. We would think that. No, he's saying no. Even still, you can wear your tzitzis at night. Mishum noyhu lebaggad. It's still a noy. It's still a decoration for the baggad. Since they're kasher, then it's a decoration for the baggad. Even if he has a talis of different materials, which we said before in Shulchan Aruch, that there is a machlokas, if he yotze to need deraisa, or maybe it's only derabanan. So if it's only derabanan, maybe there would be a svara to say that, well, it's only a mitzvah derabanan, but Chil Shabbos is a deraisa. So in terms of the way the Torah looks at things, so the baggage is not kasher. So we say no. That's also a noy for the baggage and it's kasher. Afilu lafois kim le'il. Simon test if Allah. The Hub and Rakhmi Durabanim, the Hub is only Durabanim on other materials like cotton or the like. Mikom Bakom, noi Begedu. It's still a decoration for the Beged, Kevin al Kopanim, Chuyben, Beteris Vada. You're certainly obligated to wear tzitzis on this garment, and therefore, it's considered to be a noi to the Beged, and it's not called caring. The Eina Daime, Le Beged, Chechetio Pesuach, Chechetio Sustum. We mentioned previously that if a person has a baggage that's half and half, it's open and closed equally on the side, so it's a question if it's chayv and tzitzis or not, so it's a suffix. And a suffix, you're obligated to put tzitzis on his baggage because of the suffix. So there you're also obligated, and the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. So what's the difference here? Here I'm obligated to put tzitzis on the baggage that's chayv derabanan. I'm obligated to do it, but Lamai say in the Torah's eyes, it's not a baggage, so it's like caring, and we don't say that. We say by the cotton tzitzis, it's not called caring. And by the suffix tzitzis, we're also obligated to put on the baggage, it is called caring. So what's the difference? That's what he's asking. So he says, the Eina Daima, you can't compare it to that case, the baggage, Shechetzia, Pesuach, Shechetzia, Yisosim, the Pasuk, the Shulchan Aruch, Le'el, Simon, Yud, Tif, Zion, Dain Yaisen by Bishabbos, you can't go out in Shabbos in such a beggar. What's the difference? Hasan Chiyuboy, who rock me sad suffix. The only reason why he's wearing tzitzis on that beggar is because of the suffix. It's not pshat he's chayiv and tzitzis. The pshat is that on the possibility that it's chayiv and tzitzis, he's wearing tzitzis. Whereas over here by the garment, the cotton garment, he's certainly obligated in tzitzis, so he's putting the tzitzis on the garment. Next is cotton, hey. Chalas. We said that today we don't have chalas, so maybe we think you can't go out into the Shus Rabbim with our tzitzis. No, no problem. Why? Because we paskin that chalas v'alovanim akvinzez, they don't stop each other from being the kind of mitzvah. Dechsevur isim oisoy. You should see it in the singular, which implies that each one, whether the chalas or the lovan, he can be yoytze. Akol chada v'chada mashma. And each one of the types of the tzitzis you can make, a tchelas tzitzis or a white tzitzis, you can be yoytze. So therefore, it's not ma'akev, and since it's not ma'akev, then even bizman hazeh, with our white tzitzis, we can go out. Now, but the Rama said, this is assuming that he's wearing the beged properly. If he's wearing the beged on his shoulders, it's no good, says the Mishnah Berurah to us, while you have a takshit ala matzoi, then it's not a decoration, it's masoi, means he's not wearing it properly, so then he's just carrying it. Nobody wears a talis as a scarf, and therefore it's considered carrying on Shabbos. Miu. In this kasa rov gufa sagi, however, even if he bunches it up on his shoulders a little bit, but it's covering the majority of his body, so then that's okay. That's not considered to be hoitza, and that's there for vishavayim. There's a lot of details to halacha you have to look in Hilchos Shabbos. Sif katan zayin, that we say he doesn't have to check the tzitzis before he goes out into a Shusha Rabbin. Why? Kaven shebedakai b'boker. Like we learned before, a person's obligated to check on his tzitzis every morning before he makes the bracha, or even if he's not making a bracha, but just because there's a concern, maybe he's putting on a garment that has four corners and doesn't have tzitzis. So every day we have to check our tzitzis. So since he anyway checked his tzitzis, then we don't have a problem of going out into a Shusha Rabbin. At least for today, we can assume the whole day that the tzitzis are still kosher, and therefore there's no problem of going out into the Rishus HaRabim with these tzitzis. since he checked and gave into Badakri, Babaika, Beishaya, Mavarak, Allah of Israel, when he made the bracha, Nimtu Shleiman, and they were already kosher, Su, Ein Ragil, Vipasik, Nizman Muad, because in such a short time they don't usually break. I feel that Siroi, Bain time, if he took it off and put it back on, well, might say the whole day is good. Well, Muvach, Mizah, from here you see, the Bisham is Gam King Tark with the Kasitis. Person supposed to check his sitters even on Shabbos Kodesh. King Kaz of Abak, Mefaris, Sim, and Chas. Then the Bach also says this clearly, so you have here a halacha, I have to check your sitters on Shabbos. I never saw somebody do it. So Oilam ain't his hand with it. The Oilam is not careful about this. The Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Lacha says that it would be a good idea that you should check your sitters. He's assuming that his talis gadol, he wears the whole week on the weekday and on Shabbos. He says before he puts it away, he should check it. If a person has a separate talis for Shabbos and the weekday, then what I would recommend is that Motzi Shabbos, when you put your talis away, you check the tzitzis then, and then you put it away in the bag, and then they'll be kosher for the next Shabbos when you take them out. It's also no problem. And in terms of the talis cotton, so then also the same thing, you should check it before, Friday before Shabbos. What do you say? Very good. We'll stop here. Good night.